goes into the dinim of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah and the Seder HaTkiyas. There's a comment that Rabbi Mizrahi Halevi makes on the bottom of the Rif in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. He claims that Bizman HaTalmud, Bizman HaGemara, they never said a bracha when they blew Shofar. The bracha was instituted in the days of the Goyim. Manishtana, how come, why should this mitzvah be different from all the other mitzvahs? So he says, because Bizman HaGemara, they only blew, and they started to blow in the middle of the Hazaras HaShach. That's what it says in the Mishnah. When the Chazan repeats the Shemar Esrei, so you blow after Malchius, and you blow a second time after Zechonis, and you blow the third time after Shofar. So Bizman HaTanoim, they only had Tkiyas in the middle of the Shemar Esrei. Bizman HaMairoim, they added on more Tkiyas. The Gemara says in the first Perek in Rosh Hashanah, why do you blow twice? So you know, if you blow in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz, Bizman HaTanoim, that's all they blow in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz. The Gemara says a person who davens b'yichidus doesn't blow Shofar in the middle of the Shtilus Shmon Esrei. And even if he knows how to blow Shofar, even if he has someone else to blow for him, he doesn't blow in the middle of the Shtilus Shmon Esrei. The Gemara says only b'tzibur. And that's the machlekes on that Gemara when it says you only blow Shofar in the middle of the Shmon Esrei after Malchus Ben Shofar's Bitzibur. What does that mean? Only in the Chazaras HaShatz you blow Shofar, or even in the Tefillah Belachash you also blow Shofar? So the Tosfos on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, there's a long Tosfos where they talk about Kiyah Shofar, all the different variations, how long the Trua has to be, how long the Shvarim has to be, how long the Shvarim, Trua, how long everything has to be, how long the Tosfos. So Tosfos quotes a lot from the Oruch there. So that's one of the things that they quote from the Oruch. The Oruch writes that they used to blow Shofar in the middle of the Shtilus Shmon Esrei in the Tefillah Belachash B'tzibur. The Oruch learned in the Gemara that whenever you daven B'tzibur, you need Tkiyas in the middle of Shmon Esrei, whether Tefillah Belachash or Chazaras HaShatz, we call wrong. And most of the Rishonim don't assume like that. They hold that you only need Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas in the Chazaras HaShatz. And the Gemara says Layomer Ella B'tzibur means in the Chazaras HaShatz, but the tefillah that the Chazan says out loud, not in the Shtilus Shmon Esrei, but the Yochid, when the Yochid davens, so the Gemara says even if he's able to blow, even if he has a Balkei available, he doesn't blow in the middle of the Shtilus Shmon Esrei. So the Baal HaMor says like this: Rabbi Mizrahi Halevi writes on the bottom of the Rif, Bizman HaTanoim, they only blew Shofar in the middle of the Shmon Esrei, either tefillah Belachash and Chazaras HaShatz, or only Chazaras HaShatz, either one shot or the other, whatever you learn. Bizman HaMairoim, they added on more Tkiyas. That's the Gemara. Why did we blow Tkiyas the Miyushav and Tkiyas the Miyumad? One would have been sufficient. So the Gemara says, Kedei La'arbei V'Sasotan, in order to confuse the Sotan. And Rashi writes on that Gemara in the first parak, how do you confuse the Sotan? Sotan Rosh Hashanah comes to complain about Klal Yisrael that they don't care for mitzvahs. They do Averis, they don't care for mitzvahs, and they don't deserve to have a good year. So the Bnei Yisrael showed not only do we care about mitzvahs, we do above and beyond the call of duty. We blow Shofar twice as much as we have to. We're not just satisfied with the minimum. We don't just blow Shofar Tkiyah Truah Tkiyah three times. We blow much more than is necessary. Tokim Emrim Kishem Yoshvim V'Tokim Emrim Kishem Omdim. The Shoah Chavivus HaMitzvah, like the Gemara says in Sukkot, that in Yerushalayim the minig was that they held the lulav and the esrog all day long. When they went to be mevakeh cholim, to be menachem avel, to the beis medrash, to daven, and to duchen, they were always holding the. When they went to duchen, they had to put it down. Went to stay shmoneh esrei, they had to put down also. But the whole day they were carrying the lulav and the esrog, just leaving out a few minutes when they physically weren't able to. So the Gemara says that that's a demonstration of chavivus hamitzvah. So the same over here, Rashi says, when you blow Shofar more than you're required to, you blow Tkiyas the Miyushim and Tkiyas the Miyumot way more than you're required to, you're not satisfied with the bare minimum. So this is Ma'arbe V'Sasotan, because Adarabba, we demonstrate that we have quite a chavivus for the mitzvah by virtue of the fact that we repeat it so much. So the Baal HaMor says, what was that takana that they made Bizman HaMoroyim? That Tokim Emrim Kshei Yoshvim and Tokim Emrim Kshei Momdim. So the Baal HaMor translates like this, he says, in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz, there's decorum in the synagogue. No one's running around, everybody's sitting in their seat. That's called Tkiyas the Miyushav. Baal HaMor says, that's called Tkiyas the Miyushav. Everybody's sitting where they belong, and it's a Shashtil. at the end of the davening, after the Chadish says, after the Chazan says, the Chadish to stop, and everybody's running out of shul, folding up the towels, running out. There's pandemonium, so that's called Tkiyas the Miyumut. Everybody's running in another direction.
They stood up to go home already.
Yeah, so everyone stood up, and they're planning, and they're on their way to go home. So that's how he translates Tkiyas the Miyumut. So he says, so Bizman HaTanoim, they only had Tkiyas the Miyushin, only had in the middle of the Chazoras HaShas. Bizman HaMoroim, they added on also the Tkiyas the Mi'umad, as everybody's running out of shul. So since the beginning of the Tkiyas was in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, so there's no need for a bracha. Bizman HaTanoim, all the Tkiyas were in the middle of the Chazoras HaShas. Bizman HaMoroim, that was the beginning of the Tkiyas, so up to Balamor, you don't need any bracha. Shekhar Rishon HaBem Sos Yisrael Nishmar Kol Shoyf. When did they introduce the bracha? Bizman HaGoinim, that they started saying Langer Piyutim, and the Chazanim started to gurgle sich, and it took so long. So the people, a lot of the chodimis came in with the noshim, they can't stay so long. They want to go home and eat, or they want to go home and rest, or they want to go home and cook the meal. They can't stay so long till the chazan is going to finish. So in the days of the goyim, they started, they introduced the tkiyas before musaf. He says, this didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. This is neither tkiyas the miyushav, nor tkiyas the miyumah. We don't translate like that. We always say, tkiyas the miyumah means the tkiyas in the middle of the amida. The amida means the Shemoneh Esrei, the musaf. The Tkiyas in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, we call that Tkiyas the Miyumin. The Tkiyas the Miyushav, we understand the Pshat in the Gemara. Part of what the Balamor said is correct. Bizman HaTanoim, they only had Tkiyas in the middle of the Chazoras HaShas. And Bizman HaMoraim, they added on more. But what did they add on? So we always learn they added on the Tkiyas the Miyushav, the Tkiyas before the Shemoneh Esrei. The Shemoneh Esrei is called the Amida, so those Tkiyas in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei are called Tkiyas the Miyumin. The Tkiyas before the Shemoneh Esrei, that's when we say that Tkiyas the Miyushav. It doesn't mean that you have to sit. It means it's not in the middle of the Amida. If you want to sit, you can sit. If you want to stand, you can stand. It doesn't make a difference. That's the way we usually learn Pshat. So the Balamor says no. He claims historically that was instituted with Kuvas HaGoyim. When they started with Chazonis and they started with Piyutim, and it took so long, so a lot of people left before they finished with the Tkiyas in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So they never heard three times Kia Truat Kia. That's the din. You have to hear at least three times Kia Truat Kia. So they started, the Goyim started the practice to blow everything before the Shemoneh Esrei. So whoever has to leave can leave. The Cholim in this Kingdom or the Noshim can leave early if they have to. That's the development that the Balamor says. So once they started Kias, once they introduced Kias before the Shemoneh Esrei, then you have to say a bracha. But Bizman HaTanoim, that the Kias were all in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Or even Mizman HaMoroim, that they added on Tkiyas after the Shemoneh Esrei, so the Balamor, there's no need for a bracha. He doesn't explain himself sufficiently. He says the Malchus, the Chayin HaShofers, the brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei are the brachas. So what do you mean are the brachas? But it's not a brachas HaMitzvah. You don't say HaShikah Deshona B'mitzvah Sevet Tzivonu Shmoya Kol Shofer. How is that a substitute for the brachas HaMitzvah? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say over, he's very fond of pointing out, the following svara. The Nesivus has this in his Haggadah also. He says, let's say a person says Kiddush on Leil Shabbos on Leil Yontif. So to recite Kiddush is a mitzvah. On Shabbos it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. The Gemara says reciting Kiddush on Shabbos is a mitzvah min HaTorah. On Yontif some say it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, some say a mitzvah min HaRabbanan. The Rambam says a mitzvah min HaTorah. The Magen Mishneh claims a mitzvah min HaRabbanan. Let's say recite Havdalah is a mitzvah, either mitzvah min HaTorah, mitzvah min HaRabbanan. So We always require a birchas hamitzvah before you perform a mitzvah. Not only do you require a birchas hamitzvah before you put on a talus and before you put on tefillin, a ma'isa hamitzvah. What if the whole ma'isa hamitzvah consists of dibur, yitzel sfira? You also say a bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvah tzvon al sfira soimer, and then you do the ma'isa hamitzvah of amira. So kiddush and avdola is a hamitzvah. So why don't we recite the birchas hamitzvah before we say the kiddush and avdola? Asher kedushana b'mitzvah sel tzivana l'kadosh al ayayin, Asher kedushana b'mitzvah sel tzivana l'havdol ben kodesh l'chol, and then say the bracha. Or for that matter, reciting a birchas hanehenin, I said a shahakal on the cup of tea. So to recite a birchas hanehenin before you eat anything is a mitzvah midirabbanon. So why don't we require that when one is about to recite a birchas hanehenin, they should say first say a birchas hamitzvah, Asher kedushana b'mitzvah sel tzivana l'varach al amozon, and then to say the birchas hanenin over the food or the drink that you want to have. So we don't do that. So the Nesivus writes, obviously the answer is that the Chachamim were only misakim birchas hamitzvah zomid rabbanon. The only birchas hamitzvah that's deraisa is birchas haTorah. All the other Birchas HaMitzvah we assume are all Midirabbanan. So the Chachamim were only misakin a Birchas HaMitzvah when the mitzvah is going to be performed not in the form of a bracha, but if the mitzvah itself is a bracha, mitzvah consists of a bracha, so then everyone misakin that you should recite another bracha in advance of reciting that bracha. Not only that, not only do we say that the Chachamim, that's what the Nesivis writes this in the introduction to his commentary. He wrote a Haggadah that's called Maisa Nisim, his commentary. So the Hakdamah to his Haggadah, he writes this, he said. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, L'chaira, that's correct. Not only that, the Nesivis writes even more so. Duchani. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, oh, but this is from the Netziv, this part. The Netziv has in the Meroy Mesod and the Chidush and Manshas, he has this commentary, Gemara and Soita. The Gemara Megillah, the Gemara Saita has certain Tanoim and Amoraim live to a ripe old age, and the students ask them Bameh Harachta Yamim, and each one tells his special Midas Chasidus why he thinks that he was Zeichet to an Arichas Yamim. So they ask one of the Tanoim who was a Kohen, Bameh Harachta Yamim, so he says that whenever he went to Duchim, he would always recite the bracha before. Shekadoshon b'kedoshos shalom, tzivan l'varach hazam yisrael b'yavo. He always said the bracha before he goes to Duchim. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, that's a real din. That's not a midas chasidus. Kol ha-mitzvus kulam mevarach alayim aval asiyosam. That's a Gemara. In the first parak in Pesachim, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta like that. Al bir ha-chomis, do you say al bir, do you say livayir? You always have to say the bracha oiv al asiyosam immediately before you're about to perform the mitzvah. So what's the chiddush that the Tana says? He was zechet arichas yom because he was always medakte to recite the birchas hamitzvah before he duchim. That's takad alocha. You have to. All the kohanim have to. So the Netziv writes this chiddush and he gives this whole maracha that Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Says no. Not only do you not have to recite a bracha when the mitzvah is performed in the form of a bracha, even when the mitzvah is performed in the framework of brachas. Let's say duchening itself is not a bracha to the Eberstedt, that's a bracha to Abbas of Adam. The Kohanim say, Yivarechecha Hashem, Yishmanach, he gives a bracha to Abbas of Adam. But when do you say Duchani? You don't just say in the middle of a bar mitzvah party, or the rabbi is going to give the bar mitzvah boy a Duchani. No! Duchani, the Takonis HaChachamim is, you should recite the Duchani in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz, after Moed Me'at Tav Shim Cholachanel, the Hodis, and say, okay, I'm saying about Chenim Barbrach, Mishloiz about Ter. Then you say over there, the Gemara has a whole reason why, but that's the Takanas Chachamim. Maybe it's in Deraisa like that, you have to recite the Duchanin in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz, towards the end of the Chazaras HaShatz. So that's what the Netziv explains on that Gemara in Sota, that since this mitzvah of Duchanin is performed in the framework of brachas, so that's treated like a mitzvah which is performed in the form of a bracha, that it also doesn't require a birchas hamitzvah in advance. You have to say another birchas hamitzvah before you say the duchen. So mikir adin, when a kohen duchens in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, he doesn't have to say a bracha. So the bracha that this Tana says was somehow a midas chasidus.
if you don't have to say,
that's a shot. Let it be a bracha of atol. That's a good kasha. Okay, that's a good kasha. If the halacha doesn't require that you should say a bracha, so let it be a bracha of atol.
Like
so what's the midas chasid? That a man will say a bracha birchas hamitzvah before he says the shahakal nivadvar. But design a bracha levat tola. So how does this Tana say he was zeichet arichas yamim because he acted in a fashion of midas chasidus instead of bracha before the duchening, even though the din does not require that you should say. If the din doesn't require, it should be a bracha levat tola. That's a good kasha. So you have to work on that kasha. He once discussed that kasha. No, it's a good kasha.
It's only when
you think that the
the Mishkan is Yankee, says the Duchening
is... So, the Zir alone is the Rabbanah. The Zir alone is the Rabbanah. So, how could you have the right to middle of
the key of
obligation, the obligation to daven could be in the Rabbanah. But when a person davens, he has a mitzvah in the Rabbanah. That's how the Ramban writes. The Ramban writes the obligation to daven is the Rabbanah. In Yina Tzvilah, but the key of the Tzvilah, he says, is the right. 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 Baltesis tesis taki esks baltesis. Tesis is baltesis. How are you permitted to blow more than what you're required to do? Shouldn't it be a violation of baltesis? So tesis answers when you repeat a mitzvah is not baltesis. If you have a mizbeach and you're supposed to do zrikas on one corner or two corners, and you do on three or four corners, so that's a violation of baltesis. But if you have a mizbeach and you're supposed to do on one corner, you do 25 times on the same corner, Taisa said, that's called repeating. That's not called adding on. Adding on has to be done on another quarter. Taisa gives other examples like this. If you take another min,
right.
But let's say you take more hadassim than is necessary, more arabim, so most of the Rishonim say that it's not baltasim. So that's not, that's like repeating a mitzvah. It's not exactly repeating.
No,
you're doing all at the same time.
Tzitzit is considered baltasim, isn't it?
In another corner. Shadis, what if you put another tzitzit in the same corner? What if you put two tzitzit in the same corner? If you have a beggar that has five corners.
Yeah.
So you're only obligated to put tzitzis in four out of the five. So if you put in five out of the five corners, that'll be a violation of baltasim. What if you put two tzitzis in the same corner? So basis seems to write that that would not be a violation of baltasim. That's considered like a repetition. And that's the question, why is it a repetition? It's all a repetition. He zerked the dam in the corner, then he zerked the dam in the corner again, zerk again. So that's a repetition. But if simultaneously he has two tzitzis in the same corner, how is that a repetition? That should be considered hoisafer. It's akasha. The minhas chinach is an antaj. That's what Tosis writes in Rosh Hashanah. Tosis says, right, the same kasha, right? Tosis assumes, most of the Rishonim assume that there's no baltesim if you have more than the minimum of hadasim and arav. So some say a different reason. Some say because it says that you should take arvei nachal. And on Afet Sovah, so you should take a few Hadassim and a few Arabis. The Halacha says the minimum is two, and the minimum of Hadassim is three. If you have more, it's about a good. Let's say make a Sukkah,
that will be no good.
Huh?
According to, if you want to die, to cut it perfectly, two to love would not be permitted.
Okay, right, the Rabbi Shonim hold like that. The only time we're permitted to have more is only by Hadassim and Arabis, because you need a few. The halacha says two is the minimum, and over there three by the hadassim, three is the minimum. But if you have more, it would not be a violation of baltasim. But if you take two esregim or two lulavim, so some Rishonim say it would be baltasim. And others say no, it'll only be Tosis claims no. It'll only be baltasim if you take a fifth min. But if you take two lulavim, two esregim, that's the same as repeating. And repeating a mitzvah is not a violation of baltasim. Different shittas, right? That's takad, a major kasha that the Rishonim discuss. Why shouldn't it be a violation of baltasim when you blow more tkiyas than you're required to blow? If you make a sukkah bigger than the minimum, let's say a person, the sukkah has to be 7 by 7 tvach, and that's the minimum. If you make it bigger, so that's not baltasif. Or a sukkah has to have 2.5 walls. If you make 4 walls, in Ishkan Aveira, Tosis says, if you eat matzah kazais, if you eat a kazais and a half, so Ishkan Aveira, that's obvious. Tosis says that that's only a minimum. That's clearly not baltasif if you have more. But if you have two esregim, that's a whole machlekes. Maybe that is about place.
But the work of thing at the big two time ago, wouldn't you have such thing that you make work of it from the golden? You can make work of it from the
Gemara. Right, so he, in the days of the Gemara, they also had a bracha. Let's say a person with lo shofar biyachid. A person davens b'yichidus, not b'tzibur. So he, the halacha says that he does not blow shofar in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. Hotanish Kamberi has to say a bracha, and then he blows shofar not in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. So the bracha did exist, but in shul the bracha never existed. The bracha always did exist, but in the shul the bracha never existed, because when you blow b'tzibur, you blow in the middle, either you blow only in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, b'zman ha'tanoim, or b'zman ha'amorim that they added on, the Balamor claims they added on the shofar after the Chazor HaShas, that's what he calls the tkiyas the miyumad, and he calls the tkiyas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei the tkiyas the miyushav. So then he says, since they started to blow in the middle of the Chazor HaShas, so there's no bracha on them. So that's what the Netziv gives this tzushtel, the Balamor, with that gemara in Saita by Duchening, and then he gives another tzushtel from the Rabbeinu Yoin on the first daf in Brachas, that when you daf Meir Bizman, after Tzeisat Kechavim, and you recite Kriya Shema, sandwiched in between all the two brachas before and the two brachas after. So then you don't say bracha shekirishonah b'mitzvah v'tzivonah likros hashma. You don't require a birchas ha-mitzvah because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is being fulfilled in the framework of brachas. You're saying two brachas before and two brachas after. But if the person davens ma'ariv too early to be yotzei Kriya Shema, and then he has to repeat the three parshiyos later when he goes home, so then there is a shittas ha-goyim that before, you don't have to repeat the birchas Kriya Shema, that you were yotzei ready when you daven ma'ariv, but you have to say asher kedishonah b'mitzvah v'tzivonah likros hashma before you learn Kriya Shema. So the Rabbeinu Yoni asks on these goyim, the goyim say like that, Rabbi Goyim, I think. Rabbeinu Yoni asks, that doesn't make sense. So why is it if you're saying, if you're davening ma'ariv bizman, after the Tesis Chacham said, why don't you say a bracha then also? The answer is the Chacham would never misaken a bracha on Kriya Shema. So why do you have to say a bracha if you daven too early, you're saying Kriya Shema later? He doesn't understand it. So the Nitziv says, that's the pshat. When you're fulfilling Kriya Shema in the Mizgeret, in the framework of the Birchas Kriya Shema, with two brachas before and two brachas after, that's the klal of the Nesivis. That whenever you fulfill a mitzvah in the framework of brachas, the Chachamim will never misaken an additional Birchas HaMitzvah. But when you daven too early, when you daven Ma'arif too early, so you're not Yotze Kriya Shema then. You're just Yotze the Birchas Kriya Shema. So when you want to repeat Kriya Shema later, you're going to recite Kriya Shema without any brachas. So that's the halacha. Kol HaMitzvahs Kula, Mavarach Alei, Mavarach Alei.
Only according to Tesis, Rashi says that by Tesis, Rashi and Mitzvah, there you are making a brachas.
Mapil.
No, Mapil's not.
That's unrelated. Yeah, that's unrelated. It's unrelated. No, the Birchas Kriya Shema before and after, that's related to it. But this is not related.
Why is that?
The Rishonim have different suggestions. Why not? The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchot, why is there no bracha before performing the mitzvah of tzedakah? Why don't we say bracha before he gives tzedakah? Different suggestions. Some say whenever you do a mitzvah, that depends on other people, whether you're yotzei. So I'm going to say the bracha, then I'll give the tzedakah, so I'll turn down the tzedakah. So it'll be a bracha levatolah. So that explains why there's no bracha over lasiyosan. The Rabbi claims that before the chosin is about to give the ring to the kala, he better not say the birchas erisin, because he can say Hashem, they'll give the ring and she'll say, no, I changed my mind, I don't want to marry you. So that is blive my bracha levatolah. So the Rabbi says that's the reason why you say the bracha lachar asiyosan. We don't follow that Rabbi, but the Rabbi says that's the reason you do say a bracha, you say lachar. There's still a question. You explain why you don't say the bracha for tzedakah in advance. So say the bracha for tzedakah after you gave the tzedakah to the yonim. The Belt says if they would have been the sakana bracha on tzedakah, so the poor man can die from malnutrition, I'm going to have such kavanah, so the shame yichud. Till I give him the tzedakah, till I say the bracha, I'll die from tzedakah. So that explains why you don't say bracha before giving the tzedakah, to say the bracha after, give him the tzedakah and then say the bracha. It doesn't really explain everything. No, the Rambam, when he writes the klal, that kol ha-mitzvahs kula mevarach alayim over lasiyos, and that's how the Gemara words the klal. Misachem davzayin, the Rambam adds on two words, kol ha-mitzvahs shemirodem mamokam mevarach alayim over lasiyos. Why? Because the nusach of the bracha always is hashem kedushanu b'mitzvayis of tzivonu. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the kedushas Yisrael, so therefore we do unusual things. We sit in sukkah. Which guy sits in sukkah as a religious ceremony? We put on tefillin, we put on a talis, we listen to kiyushav. These are unusual things. Giving tzedakah, gmilas chesed to another person, these are things that other people do also. So they're not mechuyah.
We're mitzuvah.
They're not mechuyah. Yeah, but it doesn't really show such a bechiris Yisrael. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah tzivonu litein tzedakah. If it's a common practice that non-Jews also give tzedakah.
When you go to Mbaka Choylem, you should say a bracha. There is tzivonu already we work. Milos Chasudim.
They do Milos Chasudim. Also, but the Umas Olam also do that. The Umas Olam also, it's not that unique.
If you find your friends all the time, Hashanah, they don't make a bracha on Hashanah.
Right. So the Rambam answers the kasha by wording the klal like that. He says the whole klal only applies to mitzvah shivin on a mamad. Mitzvah shivin on a mamad, they were never mechay.
By lulav also, answers. There's a team of lulav special to take it to challah, right? More than like this. So why do we make a bruch on lulav? There should also be a keem in halo should make a bruch. That's like by shofar, you blow during the Shemoneh Esrei, don't make a bruch.
But when we blow shofar before the Shemoneh Esrei,
you're not doing it before. You're picking up the lulav.
If you only do the lulav in the middle of the halo, then you wouldn't say a bruch. But we shake the lulav before.
Yeah, but if you didn't do it, you wouldn't say a bruch.
Stamanat? According to this klal, stamanat.
For my biggest kohen, is the kohen mechuyev to give the rings?
If they call upon him, if they request of him that he should give a bracha, that's what they say kohanim out loud. That's the tzivui that we're calling upon the kohanim that they should give a bracha. If they don't ask him to give a bracha, then he's not mechuyev. Let's say all of those kohanim whom in atayra are mechuyev to duchanim in the rabbanu, we don't allow them to duchan. Kohanim have lumen upon of yada bevragel of different cases where in the rabbanu we don't permit him to duchan. So then the Rishonim ask Kakasha, but we call upon him to duchen, he's over on the mitzvah deraisa. So the Rishonim will explain, when they scream at Kohanim, they have in mind only those Kohanim who are kosher to duchen, even the Rabbanah. Those are not kosher to do, and we're not mitzvah them. We're not asking, we're not requesting of them that they should
do.
But
he can't force himself.
Self-understood?
He can't force himself on people. Would he be making a bracha batol? So we know
what
he wants. No,
no.
They didn't want him to...
No, the Gemara says, Ein shem ela kohen echad, if there's only one kohen, then you don't call kohanim, you don't call kohanim.
They just do themselves.
They just do it on their own. So since they're not mitzvah them, so it's only a mitzvah so shoes, they're not mechuyim. But if they volunteer the duchening on their own, so then there is a kima mitzvah. They're not mechuyim to duchen, but they get a kima mitzvah. They duchen even with her.
You only invite the mitzvah if you have called on, otherwise they're not to battle the...
If you're not mitzvah them, if you don't request of them to duchen, then they're not mechuyim to duchen. That's how the Gemara teaches the post, the Kosev Ochaz B'nai Yisrael, Omer Lohem. So the Pashup Shat is Kosev Ochaz B'nai Yisrael, the Kohanim should say the Bracha. Omer Lohem, the Kohanim should say, Yivarechecho Hashem, Yishmerecho. That's the Pashup Shat. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. It doesn't mean that that shot is not true. One of the Rabbanim who spoke at the Siyam HaShat HaDaf Yomi wanted to bring out a certain point. So he said a little guzma that's a little bit inaccurate. He says, we only believe in the shot in the Tanakh that it says in the Chazal. The Chazal, in the Gemara, a lot of times you have additional interpretations of the pasuk. It doesn't mean that the Pshut Shal Mikra is wrong. We believe, he meant we don't accept conservative and reform and apikursoship shalom. Yeah. That's what he meant to say. But he didn't mean that only the pshat that it says in the Gemara is emes the pshat to the exclusion of pshut shal mikra. So we don't accept all the Rashbams and all the Rambans and all the Ibn Ezra's and Chumash. They're giving pshut shal mikra. See here also. The pshut shal mikra in this pasuk, Kosevach the Kohanim should bench, Amor Lahem the Kohanim should say to the Tzibur. So the Chazal have an additional level of interpretation that is just the opposite. Kosev Baruch Hu B'nai Yisrael, the Kohanim should say to B'nai Yisrael, Amar Lahem. So the Targum Unkelus teaches, Katemur Lahon. When we tell them to duchen, then they say so. Amar Lahem is Fakir. When the Yisraelim
say to them,
say to the Kohanim, duchen, give us a bracha. Amar Lahem is Fakir. We're telling them, so then they're mechuyif to duchen. That's how the Targum Unkelus says. Kosev Baruch Hu B'nai Yisrael, Katemur Lahon. When we will request of them that they should duchen, then Kosev Baruch Hu, then the Mechuyiv. If you don't request, Mish Mechuyiv. But if they'll do it on their own, they'll be a Kiyiv. That's if there's only one Kohen in the Shul. So you don't say Kohanim, you can't be Mitzavah, not Mechuyiv if he doesn't want them. Because it says Kosev Baruch Hu. Plural. So if you only have one Kohen, he's not Mechuyiv to do it. But if he wants to volunteer on his own.
They call up Kohen.
The Yerushalmi has one opinion like that, but the Babli Paskin is against that. There's one opinion in the Yerushalmi that if there's one kohen, you say Kohen.
Yeah.
And the Babli has one opinion, even though there's only one kohen, you say Kohanim. We're not talking to this one, we're talking in general, Kohanim. And the Maskonis of Babli is, Ein Shem El Echad, you don't call at all.
They know that.
If there's only one kohen, he's not going to call anything out. He just says the bracha. You're right. They know that. The kohanim know that. We assume that the bracha. The bracha, which bracha? The Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekirishan, Bigdushas, Shalara.
Yeah.
We assume the only bracha that Zeraisa is Kiddush, is Zeraisa, that's one bracha Makotri. Birchas HaMazan is Zeraisa, and Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is Zeraisa, and Havdalah is a Machlokes. Well, Havdalah is Zeraisa, the Rabban. We pass on Havdalah is also Zeraisa. But all the other Birchas HaMitzvah, we assume is only the Rabban.
That's the Kosevarki.
When the Kohen says the bracha to the Klal Yisrael, that bracha is the Raisa. But when the Kohen says Ashikirishan Bigdushal to Shalara, that Birchas HaMitzvah, before he says the Duchening, that's only with the Rabbanon. The Duchening itself, that's a bracha to the Klal Yisrael. So that's the bracha the Raisa. That is the actual mitzvah itself. The bracha is only the Rabbanon. Yeah. The Rosh, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, quotes a machlokes of Rishonim regarding this bracha, which the Balamor claims was instituted. It's Kufis Hagoyim that Bizmana Tanoim Amaroim, only when they daven Yechidus, only when a person davens Yechidus, he says the bracha Lishmar Kol Shofar. And you daven Mitzibah, you never say the bracha. So Bizmana Hagoyim they instituted the bracha when they started blowing before the Chazoras Hashatz. So what exactly is the Nusach HaBracha? So the Rosh quotes a Chiluki Deis. Whether the Nusach HaBracha should be the Shmaya Kol Shofar The al and the lid, that's another asik. What do you say? When do you say al? Al natila sadaim, when you say lito la sadaim. So that's a flunter that the Rishon, Taisus quotes the Ri. Taisus himself and Davzai quotes the Ri. He doesn't know what the rule is. From the Gemara, it sounds that there is some kind of a klal. So the Rebbe of Taisus says he doesn't know the klal. The Rishonim have long arichas to try to figure out. That's another parsha b'fnei atzmo. But on this machlekes, what is this machlekes? What the Nusach HaBracha is, Lishmoya Kol Shefa, that's what we say, on the Shmiya, or the Bracha is Lishkoya, or Altkiya Shefa, what is that? So the Shagasariya and other Achrayim have, the Shagasariya has noted for this, there's a discussion, what is the nature of, what is the essence of the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the Shmiya, or is the mitzvah the Tkiya? Well, let's tell you, what do you mean if the mitzvah is the Tkiya? I mean, a person is deaf. Yeah. Somebody sent me a shtickle Torah from California. This person saw it, such a good shtickle Torah. He sent it on my fax machine. 20 page long shtickle Torah. Wrong from the beginning to the end. Wow. From page number one. The Klerza Hakira. It was wrong. All 20 pages I always give off. He used up a half of a roll of my fax machine. It's wrong from the beginning. He had a whole Hakira. Is the mitzvah Shmiya, the Shagasariya has, is the mitzvah Shmiya, the mitzvah Tkiya. So he's working on the assumption if the mitzvah is Tkiya, a deaf person is also mechuyev to blow shofar even though he doesn't hear a word. He doesn't hear anything. That's beferish against the Gemara. The Mishnah says beferish. The person is, someone is blowing shofar in a bore, and I hear only the echo, koil avor, I don't hear the koil shofar. State beferish in that yetzer. No two ways about it. Even if I myself, not only because someone else is blowing, if I myself blow, even if I'm doing Tkiya, I have to hear. If I don't hear, beferish, I'm not yetzer. So it's clear that you need Shmiya. It's clear also that you need Tkiya. It's clear that you need Tkiya. You can't say that you're just Yetzir with Shmiya. That's what the Shagasai Tain is. What if the best Baltikeya is on Nochri? Or the best Baltikeya is on Kotten before Bar Mitzvah? Or an Isha? So the Mishnah says they can't be Motzi HaKeim and Dechavosim. Whoever is not Mokhri B'dover, and the Motzi HaSarab and Dechavosim, that's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah by Tkiya Shoykha. So the Shaila is, what's wrong if the Mitzvah is Shmiya? So I heard all the Tkiyas. What's the problem? So don't you see the favors that the mitzvah really is Tkiyas HaShofar, and when he blows Shofar and I hear, I say Shamei HaKoneh, just like when he says Kiddush and I pay attention, when he says Abdullah and I listen, when he reads the Megillah and I listen. So I apply Shamei HaKoneh, the one who's listening is considered as if he said the Mikra Megillah, and as if he said the Kiddush, and as if he said the Abdullah. So when he blows Shofar and I pay attention, it's considered as if I blew Shofar. So you see, beferish that they're both correct. The mitzvah is the tkiya, and the mitzvah is the shmiya. So what do you mean? There's a machloekah, it's a achakira. What do you mean? It's a achakira. Whether the mitzvah is the tkiya, the mitzvah is the shmiya. They're both correct. You need tkiya, you need shmiya. You need both. There are two parts to the mitzvah.
The Baltic. The Baltic. Yeah.
If he's deaf.
Yeah.
What if the Baltikeya is deaf? So what can you do? He can't be Yotze for himself, he can't, but maybe he can be Yotze the others. So the Avnineza has a truth about that. He shows from the Gemara that whenever I'm saying Kiddush or Havdalah for others, the Pshat is not that I'm saying for the others. If someone else needs to hear, let's say I already said Kiddush. I was already Yotze Kiddush. Now I'm just saying Kiddush. I already blew Shofar, I already heard Tkiyas and Shul. Now I go to the hospital or to the old age home, I'm going to blow a second time. So you say, Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh B'Zeh. So you say, I'm still Mechuyah B'Dover. Because there's always a problem. How can I blow Shofar to be Motzi the other people? I'm not Mechuyah B'Dover anymore. Whoever's not Mechuyah B'Dover can't be Motzi Acher. So Rashi and all the Rishonim answered, no, Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh B'Zeh. So what does it mean? Kol Zman, that there's still one Jew who didn't hear Tkiyas Shofar. So I'm still obligated. I wasn't yet fully Yotze my Chiyuv. I'm still mechuyev in Tkiya Shofar. But what do you mean I'm still mechuyev in Tkiya Shofar? I have to hear Tkiyas again. Well, you say, no, I'm just mechuyev to see to it, mechuyev to see to it that he should hear. So if I blow Shofar for him, is good. So let's say the second time I blow Shofar, I can't hear a thing. I don't hear anything. Let's say I'm blowing in such a way that I hear the echo of the Shofar, and the one who's listening hears the actual Tkiya Shofar. But I myself don't hear. So I would have said it would be good. It would be good. I was ready to eat Tkiya Shofar in the morning. Now I'm just blowing for them. So as long as they hear, is good. I don't have to hear. So the Avnei Nezer has a Gemara in Brachas, that in Megillah, in Brachas, that it says that it's no good. Mm-hmm. That when I blow Shofar a second time on behalf of the others, based on Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh B'Zeh, means that I have an obligation to hear the Shofar again. not just I have an obligation to see to it that you hear the kiss. I have an obligation to hear Shofar if in any way that will help you be yaitz. I already heard tkiyas in the morning. So I was yaitz. But if by my hearing tkiyas a second time that will somehow enable someone else to be yaitz, so I'm still mechuyif to hear tkiyas in order to help someone else be. How can I help someone else be yaitz by my tkiyas? By my hearing a second time? If I blow Shofar for the other person that didn't hear tkiyas yet, and I'll listen and he'll listen, so that'll be a joint project together. That is hasten that we will both yetzet kiyah shayfer together. So that's what he has a befamish arayif in the Gemara, that the man who's deaf or the man who's hearing an echo, he doesn't hear the tkiyas even the second time. The first time he heard the tkiyas, and the second time he's only blowing for others.
The difference between the first time and the second time?
Doesn't make a difference.
I wasn't yetzet kiyah the first time. It was more for the shul.
No, he says they won't be yaitzi. The only way I can yaitzi them is if it's a joint activity together, that I'm listening with them to the tkiyas. Right, he's not yaitzi. Right.
He's a medic, like he looks the same time somebody else made the group.
That's another shaila. Maybe we'll get to that. There's another shaila. Who says the drach? We'll have to talk about that. Another shaila. So here the Rosh quotes a machlekes harishani. What's the nusach of the drach when you blow shofar? Is it the shmoya kol shofar or is it al tkiya shofar? So what's the machlekes? The machlekes is whether the mitzvah consists of tkiya. The mitzvah to consist of shmiya. The halacha says you need both. You have to have tkiya, you have to have shmiya. So what are they fighting about?
You have a megillah also. You say the shmoya.
Also. And make a megillah also.
Yeah.
Is it also to have both in the
prophet? A mikra megillah.
Not for Shmaya Megillah, but also there the mitzvah is a shul.
What do you say? No. Let's say Mikra Megillah. Let's say a person is deaf, and he'll read the Megillah, so he will be Yaitzi. Unless you all like the Tana Rav Yaisi, that a person says Kiddush and Abdullah is deaf, he's not Yaitzi. He says Krishma is deaf, he's not Yaitzi. If Lo Yishmili Ozno is Lo Yotza, so you're not Yaitzi the Mikra Megillah either. But we pass him that if he say Kriya Shma, you say Kiddush and Abdullah, and you didn't hear, you're Yaitzi. So even if you're deaf. And if you read the Megillah yourself, you would say, if I'm deaf, I can't hear the Megillah from someone else. I'm deaf, I can't hear it. But if I'm deaf and I can read myself, I'm going to read the Megillah myself, I will be Yotze. But by Tkiya Shofar, not. By Tkiya Shofar, not. Yeah. So by Mikra Megillah, we understand. The bracha is Al Mikra Megillah, because the mitzvah is the Kriya Sa Megillah. Yeah. You don't need Shmiya. Varaya. You need Shmiya. If you're not reading the Megillah, if the Balkari is reading, so it's based on Shemeh Kaina. So if you don't hear, so you can't apply Shemeh Kainah, that's a different thing. But the mitzvah really is Mikra Megillah. But by Shofar, where everybody agrees that you need both, you need Kiyum, you need Shmiya, so what's the Machlekes HaRishonim? That's one half of the mitzvah, that's the other half. So what are they fighting about? Where they say the bracha, Lishmoya kol Shofar, or Kiyah Shofar? Right, that's a different thing. That women have a different kind of a chiyuv and megillah from men. That's another point. Right, that's a different thing. So they are yotze even though he doesn't hear it. Really? I don't know, I thought the Avnei Nezer had a raya from the Gemara that it's not so. I don't remember. Isn't that because we assume that he's going to hear the call properly? Hatikela tel chabor. And in the Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah, maybe the other Mefarshim have. In the Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say what the din is in such a case. We'll have to look some more. Have to look in the Mefarshim. It's in Tavkuf Pei Zayin. Have to look in the Mefarshim. What they say? The Avnei Nezer holds, huh? Could be. But the Avnei Nezer disagrees. He said he has a whole argument by Chacha that it's not so. Yeah.
If the question is that Lishmoa Kol Shofar, why not just make the generic Al Mitzvah Shofar, like Al Mitzvah Tzitzis? That way you cover, you cover both sides.
Also good to kash. So what's the whole issue over here? How come they insist there should be
Lishmoya
and they insist there should be Al Tkiya Shefer? Why don't you just say Al Mitzvah Shefer?
You say every Mitzvah.
What's the whole Mahal? Yeah. Yeah. Why not? No, that's not the Mitzvah.
Not a little.
Yeah, okay.
Therefore, how can one say Mitzvah Shefer?
Oh,
mitzvah kiyas shayfer. Let's say our mitzvah kiyas shayfer. I don't know.
You don't apply mitzvah bora veira b'shayfer.
Machlokes. That's machlokes. So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of giving the following explanation. He thought that everybody agrees that you need shmiya, and everybody agrees that you need kiyah. But he worded it like this. He says, "Alas animaskim." Everybody agrees that the ma'isa hamitzvah. He said sometimes we do a ma'isa mitzvah in one thing, and the kima mitzvah is really something else. He used to give the example, let's say, avelus, or simcha. Simcha's yontiv, so the Gemara says the same, en simcha lebebasa v'yayin. You have to have flesh and you have to drink wine. And that's the whole mitzvah. And thus, I state the mitzvah to eat the basa v'yayin. So he said, no, they're supposed to put you in a happy mood, and being in a happy mood is the kima mitzvah, it's a kim shevalei. But if just in a happy mood on your own, you'll crack jokes, or someone will tell an interesting story. So you won't be yaitzer. The halacha says you need dafke this ma'isa mesuyim, this particular ma'isa of basa v'yayin. And then the kim ha-mitzvah is not by having the basa v'yayin. Kim ha-mitzvah is a kim shevalei. Or, for example, avelus, he would say, is kimat the same thing in the reverse direction. There are specific pu'ulos of avelus that one has to observe in the middle of shiva mitzvahs and isurim. But would one think that the kima mitzvah is the not wearing the shoes and the not bathing and so on? So he said, no, he thinks that's only the ma'isa mitzvah. The kima mitzvah is a kim shebaleit, like the Mishnah has in Sanhedrin, ein anina sele baleit. So he thought the same avelus, the kima mitzvah avelus is baleit. Simcha and avelus have ma'isa ha-mitzvah, but the kima mitzvah is really something different from the ma'isa mitzvah. The kima is really a kim shebaleit. So he thought over here also, you have to say that there are two parts, clearly. Everybody agrees there are two parts to the mitzvah. They thought the ma'isa mitzvah by shofar clearly consists of the ma'isa tkiya. But there's a condition that by mikra megillah, if the man is deaf and he reads the megillah, he is yaitze. That's how we pass him against Rabbi Yossi. He's it. Rabbi Yossi holds in general, whenever there's a mitzvah of amire, like kliyashma or anything, if lo hishmi al yaz, no lo yaz. But we don't accept Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So we would pass him the same by mikra megillah, if the man is deaf. And he reads the Megillah, so he's Yotze. Afal Pishalei Shmini Yazna, he's Yotze, because he did the Mikra Megillah. But by Shofar is not so. You got to have both. So what do you mean you have to have both? So he thought that the Pshat was like this. The Ma'isa Mitzvah really consists of the Tkiyas HaShofar. And if someone else listens to my Tkiyah, based on the principle of Shamei Koine, it's considered as if he did the Tkiyah himself. As if he also did the Ma'isa Tkiyah. But there's a condition over here. It's unlike Mikra Megillah, but all you need is the Kriyas HaMegillah. Here it's not sufficient to have the Tkiyas HaShofar. The Kiyam HaMitzvah has to be the Shmiya. So that's why he thought that was the Machlokes HaRishonim over here, what the Nusach HaBracha should be. So half of the Rishonim say that the Nusach HaBracha should be Al Tkiyas HaShofar. Why? Because the Rishonim seem to have a klal, you only say a bracha on a mitzvah where there's a ma'isa mitzvah. The Beis Yosef has such a klal. That why is there no, the Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Pesach, when a person is mevatel l'chametz, when the person is about to do bedikas chametz, so then he recites the bracha, shekir rishonim chametzon al bi'ah chametz. What if the person is about to do the bitl chametz? So he doesn't recite any bracha. So we usually say no bracha, because that shen gezak, he already said al bi'ah chametz. So the bedikah is the beginning of the mitzvah, and then the act of declaration of bitul, chamir v'chamir, dikah b'shusi, that's the gemara. So you already said a bracha in the beginning, so there's no need for another bracha. It's a hemshech of the same mitzvah. So the Beis Yosef says a different time. Why? He says, since mederaisa the bitul believe sagim ratla beliba v'dayu, it can even batul believe, and there's no need for dibur. So the chachamim, whenever mesaken a bracha, where there's no ma'isa mitzvah, where you can be mekayim the mitzvah b'machshove, they were never misakin a bracha. They were only misakin a bracha when there's a ma'isa mitzvah, when there's a pulas mitzvah. That's what the
smelling the mitre?
I don't know. That's not a birchas hanitzah. That's the question. What kind of a bracha is it? Is it a birchas hanitzah? Some say it's a birchas hanitzah, and others say barimide b'samim. So the smelling of the psamim, that's not a mitzvah that you say hashikar hashana b'mitzoyser. No, it's either a birchas hanitzah, and I'll be pashtus. Or the tzlach wants to say it's a birchas shevach v'hidoyah. He says kol marverech, there's no meila. So you know, the only reason why you have to say Birchas Hanenin is because Kol Hanenin in Olam Hazeh B'loy Bracha Mu'al. So if there's no Me'ila on Reyach, so there's no Iser to smell B'samim in Olam Hazeh without saying a Bracha. So it must be that the Tzlach, it must be that it's a separate Takanas Chachamim. That the Birchas HaReyach is a separate Birchas Shevach V'Hidoy. It's not a Birchas Hanenin because there's no Me'ila on Reyach. That's what he says. And others disagree. I'll be
Pashtus.
No, he asked, why, that's what the Tzlach is. Why did the Gemara need a separate Pasuk? Why isn't it covered with the Din of Kol Hanenim and Olam Hazeh B'loy Brach HaMual? So he answered, no, because it's really a different Din. It's not a Birchas Hanenim. It's really a Birchas HaShevach. And others disagree. They have, no, it is a Birchas Hanenim. It's a Shaila Lalocha, whether Birchas HaReyach is considered like Birchas Hanenim or a different kind of a Brach. I don't know, it's not relevant to Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah is only recited when you have a Maisa Mitzvah. For example, let's say somebody moves into an apartment, he moves into a home where there already are mezuzahs hanging on the door. So he doesn't have to say a bracha when he nails on the mezuzah. The mezuzahs are around him and he kosher mezuzahs. So the Magen Avraham writes in one place, when you move into the house and it has kosher mezuzahs, you say a bracha, asher kedishana b'mitzos v'tzivana lodor babayi sheyesh bo mezuzah. So the Achrayim Chepin the Magen Avraham, the Birkei Yosef, that's by the Chido, and every day Hilchas Mezuzah disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he has two tainus. First of all, he made up his own Nusach HaBrocha. He says he can't compose your own Nusach HaBrocha. You only find that the Nusach HaBrocha is Mikvaya Mezuzah. Whoever heard of such a bracha, Lada Babai Sheish from Mezuzah. But then the bigger tainus is that the whole thing is wrong. You only recite a bracha when you do a Maisa Mitzvah, not when you have a Kiyama Mitzvah. If I live in an apartment that has a mezuzah, I have a Kiyama Mitzvah, but I'm not doing the Maisa Mitzvah. Adarabah, let's say I don't feel well, I have no time, whatever, and I ask you, do me a favor, put on mezuzahs on my door. So when you put on the mezuzahs, who's Yaitzeh the Mitzvah? You're Yaitzeh the Mitzvah, Milas Chasadim. You did a favor to eat. You did me a favor that you put on. I have no time, or I don't feel well, so you did me a favor. But who's Yaitzeh the Mitzvah Mezuzah? I'm Yaitzeh the Mitzvah Mezuzah. You're not Yaitzeh the Mitzvah, it's not your house. You did a Mitzvah Minos Chasadim, and I do the Mitzvah of Mezuzah. But who says the Bracha L'Kvaya Mezuzah? The one who nails on the Mezuzah. I, but is not Yaitzeh the Mitzvah Mezuzah. The answer is he doesn't have to. You don't say a Bracha when you have a Kiyum HaMitzvah. A Bracha is recited when you're performing a Maisa Mitzvah. Lishma, so a goy is not a bar hachi to do lishma. You don't need lishma, a goy can also put it up. No. So let's say in such a case, let's say if one should assume that if a nochri puts up a mezuzah, it would be kosher. So if the nochri puts up the mezuzah, can I say a bracha or not? So the Magen Avraham says yes. The Magen Avraham has the following case in the Hilchos Shabbos. A woman didn't bench licht on time, and it's already late, and it's already bein hashmashis. It's after the shkia. So she's not allowed to bench lift. It's a suffix deraisa. You have to do shkia. It's already a suffix yam, suffix lilo. So it's an iser chashash iser malacha to light the candles there. But she's permitted to ask a nachri to light the candles, and it shouldn't be dark in the house. In Ashmashis, she will not ask a goy. So the Magen Avraham says, when the goy lights the candles on behalf of the balabasta, so the goy doesn't say the bracha shekir shana b'mitzvah, so he doesn't have kedushas Yisrael, but the woman can say the bracha over the hadlok of the goy. If she has the goy to light the candle, she can say the bracha shekir shana b'mitzvah halak ne'er shal shabbos. So the Achrayim check for that Magen Avraham, and they say that Magen Avraham is l'shitasei. That he said when you move into a house that has mezuzahs on, he said bracha loda b'pai sheyesh bo mezuzah. So the Achrayim disagreed with the Magen Avraham. They think he's not right because he don't say a bracha on a Kiyama Mitzvah. You only say a bracha when you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. So here it's also the same thing. The balabasta is only in fulfillment of the mitzvah of having the house lit up, but she didn't do the vice hadlaka herself. So she's not in a position to say a bracha. You only say a brichas ha-mitzvah when you're performing a ma'is ha-mitzvah. So here by tkiya shofar you have the ma'is ha-mitzvah is the tkiya shofar, but that's not enough. You're not yetzer just by doing the ma'is ha-mitzvah. The ma'is ha-mitzvah has to lead to a shmir. Just like the nihugi avelas have to lead to a kiyum shebaleiv, a certain sense and an attitude. Person should realize that Ovid Chasim in Arts Venish Samalei, that the world is not the same, that this person passed away and he had certain Midas Tavis and Milas that will be missing in the world, that the Amir Tachot Shamayim. So the Nihu Gavelis is to bring about a Kiyim Shabalev, a certain feeling. And the Nihu Gav Simchas Yandav is also to bring about a certain feeling. And Tshuva also, the Rav gave a shit like that. According to the Rambam, if a person does Tshuva Shlema and he never says Vidui, so he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Tshuva. And if he mumbles the Vidui and he doesn't do Tshuva, he's also not yaitis. You have to have both. You have to have the Maisa mitzvah is the reciting of the vidui. But the Kima mitzvah is not just the reciting of the vidui. Kima mitzvah is the reciting of the vidui should bring about to a tshuva. So you have sometimes when you do a Maisa mitzvah, but you're not yaitse anything with that unless it leads to a certain attitude and a certain feeling and a certain sensation, a certain way of thinking. So here also like that. The Maisa mitzvah is the tkiya shofar. And if you don't have a tkiya shofar, if you don't have a bacha, you will blow shofar, and it should relate to you with shemei kainer, that it should be considered as if you blow shofar, as if you had blown shofar, then you taka not yaitzeh. But just doing the ma'isa mitzvah of blowing shofar is also not enough. You have to have tkiya shofar that should lead to a shmir. The ma'isa mitzvah is the tkiya, and the tkiya of a mitzvah will only be fulfilled if that tkiya leads to a shmir. So now was a machlekes in the Rishayim. If you only, on the assumption that bracha is only recited in conjunction with a ma'isa mitzvah. If you have a kiyum mitzvah and there's no ma'isa mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. See here, some Rishonim said, okay, since the ma'isa mitzvah is the tkiya, so the proper thing is to say the nusach ha-bracha, al tkiya shofar. You don't say a bracha on a kiyum, you only say a bracha on a ma'isa mitzvah. Ma'isa mitzvah is the tkiya, so say al tkiya shofar, niskaya b'shofar. And the other Rishonim hold no. True. If you would only have a kiyum mitzvah without a ma'is mitzvah, someone else benches lit, so the goy lights the candles for me, so I don't say a bracha. Or I'm living in a house that has mezuzahs, I don't say the bracha. But still, when you do a ma'is mitzvah that has a kiyum mitzvah that leads up to a kiyum mitzvah for you, so the nusach ha-bracha should be worded on the kiyum mitzvah. So that's how we paskin, that we say the bracha, the shmoya, kol shofar. If there would have only been shmir without kiyya, there wouldn't have been a bracha at all. You don't say a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah unless there's a ma'isa mitzvah. But here there is a ma'isa mitzvah that leads to a kiyum. So that's the machlokes of Rishonim. How should you word the bracha? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. There is a machlokes of Rishonim. What's the din if you stole, somebody stole a shofar and he blows shofar with it? Would he be yotzeh? No. If I steal a lulav and I shake the lulav, so the Mishnah says lulav agazul is mitzvah babaveira. I think Mara says the first 2 days you have to be nichalachem. But after the first 2 days Yantav, you no longer need shalachem, so how come you're not yetzer with the stolen lulav? So Yomar says, no, that's mitzvah b'baveira, and it's no good. So what about a shofar agazel is also mitzvah b'baveira? So that's a machloikah. So the Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that there's no mitzvah b'baveira by a stolen shofar, because the mitzvah really is the shmiya. What do you mean? If the mitzvah would have been to blow a shofar, so the shofar is a stolen piece, so it's mitzvah babavir. So the Rambam says, no, the mitzvah is really the shmiyah, so therefore there's no mitzvah babavir. And the Yozarua disagrees. The Hagos Asher in Rosh Hashanah quotes the Yozarua, who says, not like the Rambam, he says, if you stole the shofar, you won't be yotzi because it's a mitzvah babavir. So what are they fighting about? Rav Soloveitchik said, that's exactly the machlokes. When you do a mitzvah habua babavir, and the din is that you're not yotzi. What do you mean you're not yotzi? The ma'isa mitzvah was a good mitzvah. He did. He shook the lulav in Yashrik, he did the pulas ma'isa mitzvah. The halacha says there's no kiyum mitzvah. So that's what leads the Rambam to say that b'med v'mamurim, when do you apply the klal, a mitzvah b'baveira, if the chefze shall kiyum mitzvah is a stolen one. When you shake a lulav, so the ma'isa mitzvah is shaking the lulav and the kiyum mitzvah is shaking the lulav. So if the lulav is a stolen lulav, this is the chefze with which I do the kiyum mitzvah. So there's no kiyum mitzvah in the mitzvah b'baveira. So if the chefze is stolen, the chefze with which I fulfill the Kiyama mitzvah is a stolen chapter, so there's no Kiyama mitzvah mitzvah over there. But by Shofar we're splitting over here. We're saying the Maisa mitzvah is the Tkiyah on the Shofar. But mitzvah b'avera doesn't affect the Maisa mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah is perfect. Mitzvah b'avera cancels the Kiyama mitzvah. The Kiyama mitzvah is not the Tkiyah on the Shofar. It's to listen to the Tkiyahs. The Tkiyahs were not stolen. What, he had a bottle of Tkiyahs and I stole the bottle and I heard the Tkiyahs. The sounds were not stolen. The sounds I'm performing myself. I'm making the sounds now. Only the Chepta of the Shofar was stolen. So that's what the Rambam writes. There's no Gezel B'kol. I didn't steal the sound of the Shofar. I stole the Shofar. The Shofar was only the Chepta of the Maisa Mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam holds that there's no Mitzvah B'Baveire by a stolen Shofar, because the Shofar is only the Chepta of the Maisa Mitzvah. Maisa Mitzvah is not affected anyway when you do a mitzvah b'avera. The only time it will be a chisar a mitzvah b'avera if the chefts of the kima mitzvah is a stolen chefts. And the Ozeruah holds no, true that mitzvah b'avera is only paigeim in the kima mitzvah, but still, if the chefets with which I perform the maitzah mitzvah is a stolen mitzvah, you don't begin. It ruins the whole thing. You can't begin to have a kima mitzvah with such a thing. That's supposed to start everything off. So that's no good. That's the machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. They paskin like the Rambam. Shouldn't come up. Shofar HaGozel. But want to know, how do you know that the Baal Tekeh didn't steal the shofar? Under the chuppah, the rabbi asked the chassan, is it your ring? Did you pay for the ring? The rabbi doesn't ask the Baal Tekeh, is it your shofar? Did you pay for the shofar? So maybe that it is a stolen shofar, but the din is that we're yotzei anyway. Even if it would have been a stolen shofar, you would be yotzei anyway. Stolen Sefer Torah, the same shadow.
But it's the same
thing. The Rambam would hold that you yotze, the same thing as the Yevit.
The meat is kosher. Same thing as believing, if you ask your wife whether the meat is kosher, you believe her.
Okay.
So she has it.
We'll believe him also. If we'll ask him, did he steal it? He may tell us yes. He may tell us yes. He never told us no. Shulchan Aruch says that when you say the bracha, the Shema Kol Shofar, you recite Shehecheyanu as well. What are you saying? Shehecheyanu once? So that's a klal. Whenever a person performs a mitzvah bom, is man l'zman, he recites Shehecheyanu. The mocha for this is the Gemara we learned in Brachas on Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara has a braisa, Hayoyimino makriv mincha b'Yerushalayim. A koyim is in the Beis Hamikdash, and his makriv akor b'mincha. So it says that he says Shehecheyanu v'kimono v'gyono l'azman hazeh. What do you mean? Every time his makriv akor b'mincha, 25 times a day, he says Shehecheyanu. So Rashi and Tosfos have two pshatim on the Gemara. So Rashi writes one pshat in the Gemara. It's the first time in his life that he ever came to, first time in his life that he's performing a mitzvah of hakrovas karbonim. So whenever you do a mitzvah the first time in your life, you got to say Shehecheyanu. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam holds like that also. Let's say a child, the first time he puts on tefillin, they say Shehecheyanu. The first time he shech the behem, the first time he do kisi adam, you go to Eretz Yisrael, the first time you mafresh trumas and maisus. So some poskim taka write, the first time in your life that you perform a mitzvah, you taka have to say Shehecheyanu. There's a long shach in Yeridei and simin Yutes, I think the simin at Birchas HaShechita. So the shach says, we don't follow that opinion. He documents which Rishonim hold like that, Rashi. That's the Rashi in Brachas, Daf Lamed Zayin, and the Rambam, a major Rishonim. So he says, that's not our practice. We do not say Shehecheyanu. Let's say a girl gets married and she benches lift the first time in her life, so she says Shehecheyanu. So some girls talk to do say Shehecheyanu the first time they bench lift, and others don't. I think most of the women do not say Shehecheyanu the first time in their lives that they bench lift, and the boys don't say Shehecheyanu. Most of the boys do not say Shehecheyanu the first time they like to. So the Tosfos has a different shot on this Gemara.
The husband lights candles?
Mm. I mean the first time in his life that he lights candles? Also not. The also same? The same Shaila? Mm. The first time in anyone's life that person performed this particular mitzvah. So Rashi says that you do. Rashi and the Rambam and the group of Rishonim say that you do say Shehecheyanu. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and they say no. This story, Hayoyim and Amakriv, means like this. The Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris. Otherwise it would be a balagan, everybody would be fighting, either they'll all be fighting, everybody will be killing each other, each one wants to do the avodah, or nobody would show up. It would be a kderi de beishutzvi, no one would show up and no one would take care of the avodah. So in order to make sure that they're not too many, not too few, so they divided all the Kohanim. Originally, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there weren't enough Kohanim to divide. They only had Aaron Nadav Aviv Elazar Bisama, so Nadav Aviv died. So it was only Aaron and Elazar Bisama, and then Pinchas. There were only four Kohanim, so there was nothing to tell us over there. So they needed the four Kohanim to be awake all day and all night, 7 days a week. So they couldn't divide. But in the later generations, when there were more Kohanim, so they divided into four Mishmaris, into eight Mishmaris, into 14, and then finally 24 Mishmaris. As it turned out, the whole period of Bashan, there were 24 Mishmaris, and the Psukim and Divra Yomim list off the names of the 24 Mishmaris. So what was the story with the Mishmaris? Every week a different Mishmar was in charge of the Hakrovas HaKrobonis. And the Mishmaris were further divided into Batayovis, a Beisab every day. A different group of the Mishmar, a different Beisab would be in charge of the Avodas HaKrobonis that day. So the next week a different group of Kohanim, and the next week a different group. 24 weeks later, it comes around our turn again, and we get a second chance. Twice a year you get a chance to be Makriv Karbonis, and some will have even a third chance every year. So Tosfos says that's the klal. Hayomid a Makriv, if I haven't, I'm a Kohen, I haven't done Avodas HaKarbonis in the last 24 weeks. The last time I brought a carbon was 24 and a half weeks ago, when it was my turn to be Makriv Karbonis. So if you have a mitzvah boh, mizman lizman, then you say Sheikh Yomid. Because of the excitement of the mitzvah. Somebody asked me a shadow this week, an interesting shadow. He was in the Rabbonis for a few years, and then he left the Rabbonis for a few years, and now he went back into the Rabbonis. He hopes for a while. He hopes it'll be a lasting Rabbonis. And he's really excited, and he has such hanoah preparing the drasha. He wants to know, but he says, Sheikh Yonu, is that called a mitzvah bom is man lezman? He's so excited about performing again. It was a humorous shayla. He's all very happy and excited. He holds that he's going to grow, and they're going to grow. It's going to be a good shidduch, and he's going to say good drasha. The mitzvah habotzes haterim is tamer. He was all excited. Huh? That's a shayla. That's a good shayla. It's bom is man lezman because he resigned from his previous position because he decided to move back to New York. That's why bom is man lezman. But the mitzvah per se didn't have to be bom is man lezman. So that's the question. Do you say shachyanu on such a mitzvah? Not? So that's what the tkiyah shayfa Rosh Hashanah warrants the shachyanu. That's considered a mitzvah bom is man lezman. We haven't blown shayfer since last year. What about the second day Rosh Hashanah? When you blow shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, do you say shachyanu? You just blew shofar yesterday. So that's a machlok. It's the mechaber and the ramah. The mechaber followed the Rambam, the meaning of the Chachmei Sfarad, that they hold you just blew shofar yesterday. So what are you going to blow again shofar today? You just observed the mitzvah yesterday, so you don't have to say shachyanu. A mitzvah bom is man as man means if it's a significant amount of time went by, not 24 hours.
Yeah, like tefillin. If you have to make,
you like tefillin every day. You don't say shachyanu every day. You're not excited the second day. You only say if enough time went by, 24 weeks went by, is enough time to have excitement about it. And so that's a machlokes. So the mechaber holds you just did the mitzvah yesterday, so you don't say shachyanu again the second day. And the Ramos says no, that we follow the Chachmei Ashkenaz, that they hold that you do say shachyanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah on Tfiyah Shofar. You have such a machlokes regarding Kiddush Leil Sheni of Rosh Hashanah also. Do you say Shechiyonu on the first night of Pesach? You say Shechiyonu on Shvi Shal Pesach. When you say Kiddush, you don't say Shechiyonu. Why not? Because you just had Shvi Shal Pesach at the Hemshech from the same Yontif. Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmai, so the Gemara says you say Shechiyonu because you haven't experienced a Shmini Atzeres since a year ago. But Shvi Shal Pesach is not a regal b'fnei atzmai; it's a repeat of the first day's Pesach, first day Pesach. So you just had it last week, so that's not enough excitement. Bom is man is man. I just celebrated Pesach last week, now I'm going to celebrate Pesach again on Shvi Shal Pesach, 6 days later. That's not enough of a shihu is man. That's like tefillin. You wear tefillin every day. That's not bom is man. So from week to week, Kiddush. You say Kiddush every Shabbos. You don't say Shechiyonu. You got to have a little more than that. So if the mitzvah comes every 24 weeks, that's okay. Mitzvah, I just did it last week, so you don't say Shechiyonu. So that's the same machloike as the Rambam and the Bali Atesis regarding Shechiyonu over Tkiyah Shofar. Is the Zalba machloike? What about Kiddush? Leil Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Do you say Shechiyonu or not? So the Rambam holds that you don't say Shechiyonu on the Shofar, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Holds that you don't say Shechiyonu in the Kiddush either, on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, who hold that you say Shechiyonu by Shofar, they hold that you say Shechiyonu by Kiddush as well. Interesting is that in the Mechaber there's a stira, halacha lemaise, by the Sfardim, there's a stira how they, what their practice is. By the Tkiya Shofar, they do not say Shachrana the second day. And by the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah, they do say Shachrana the second night. When they say Kiddush, they do say Shachrana. That's how the Mechaber writes. That's how the Mechaber writes. Oh, so the Mechaber quotes from the Maharam Rutenberg that you get a fruit. What's the fruit all about? Because there's a machlokes harishayin, whether you should say shachyanu or not. And if you're not obligated to say shachyanu, but design a bracha levatole. So in order to make sure you're not saying a bracha levatole, so you take either a beged chodesh or pri chodesh. So you're obligated to say shachyanu ben kovokos. So that's how you solve the problem. What if you don't have a beged chodesh, you don't have a kli chodesh? So then the Mechaber writes, even if you don't have, you still say shachyanu. He still says Shachyanu. So does the Chastir? If the Mechaber says... Yeah, I say Shachyanu, and I can be Maitzin Amadei Shachyanu. Doesn't matter.
With my Beget?
No, I say Shachyanu on the Beget, so for sure I got to say Shachyanu. And they have to say, may or may not have to say Shachyanu because of the Yontif. So Shachyanu is a Shachyanu. So it's good, everybody's Yontif would dissolve the Shachyanu. So it's really a steer in the minik svarg. So the Bir Agro quotes from the Beis Yosef, of Yosef Karo, that he talks about this, and he says, that's the minik. He doesn't really have authority. He says, that's the minik. The people did, even the Svardim, they didn't follow the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is consistent. He says, you need to say Shachyanu by Kiddush the second night, nor to say Shachyanu on the Kiddush the morning of the second day Rosh Hashanah. Because he just had Rosh Hashanah yesterday. That's not Bomis Bomis Bomis. I just had Kiyah Shofar yesterday. So the minig of the Sfardim is not the way the Rambam passes. The minig of the Sfardim is
a compromise
that they don't give any heads before. The Beis Yosef just says, all right, that's the minig. That they do say Shechyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. What's the machlokes over here, where they say Shechyanu the second day or not? So the Rosh Hashanah explains a little bit what it's all about. Shailiz, when we say, let's say you have 2 days Pesach, or 2 days Shavuot, or 2 days Yontif. So the Gemara says that that's a Sveika de Yoyma. Every other 2 days of Yontif, you treat it as a Sveika de Yoyma, means either the first day is Kodesh, in which case the second day is Chol, or the first day is Chol, in which case the second day is Kodesh. It's not that both days are Kodesh. It's not that 1 day is Yontif de Raisa, the second day is Yontif de Rabbah. That's also true. The first day, whatever, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Simchas Torah, Menatah, Shvishot Pesach, the first day Yontif is Derais. In Eretz Yisrael, they only have the first day Yontif. And the second day Yontif, Shein Shagol, is only the Rabbanon. That's correct. But even with the Din de Rabbanon, Midrabbanon, you have to, Midrabbanon also, you can't have 2 days Yontif. There's only 1 day Yontif. Pesach is only 1 day. Shvishot Pesach is only 1 day. And Shemina Atzeres is only 1 day. Sukkot, Shavuot is only 1 day. So would you come up to have 2 days? So Midrabbanon, they said, treat it as if you have a suffix, as if yesterday may be Kodesh and today's Chol, or yesterday's Chol and today's Kodesh. So that's why the Mishnah has Yavam Mimon of Shoch. Let's say a person forgot to make this year, you have to make 3 Erev Tavshilins already. You have to make an Erev Tavshilin tomorrow for Rosh Hashanah, an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Sukkot, then another Erev Tavshilin on Hashanah Rabbah for Shemina Atzeres and Chastar going into Shabbos. So you need 3 Erev Tavshilins. So what happens if a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Sukkot? Comes the first day Sukkot. So he forgot. So technically, he can't cook anything on Yom Tov Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, you can make an Erev Tavshilin on the first day Sukkot. Mimon of Shoch. Say like this. If today is Chol, if the first day Sukkot is going to be Chol, tomorrow is Kodesh. So it's Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, I can make an Erev Tavshilin. Ella, maybe today is Yom Tov, maybe today is Kodesh. If today is Kodesh, then tomorrow is Chol. On Chol, I can cook. I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. And Chol, I'm allowed to cook for Shabbos, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. So that's what the Gemara says, that's acceptable by all other Yontif Sheni Shel Golis on 2 days when you have this year. We're going to have to make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Sukkot, we're going to make an Erev Tavshilin on Hashanah Rabbah. So whoever will forget to make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Sukkot or on Hashanah Rabbah, he can make the Erev Tavshilin on the first day Sukkot, around Shmini Atzeres, Misofik with the Mimon of Shoch. What if one forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Rosh Hashanah? Can he make the Erev Tavshilin on the first day Rosh Hashanah also with such a Mimon of Shoch? So the Gemara says no, because the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is a Kedusha Achas. What does it mean a Kedusha Achas? You can't necessarily say that either today is Kodesh, in which case tomorrow is Chol, so there's no problem, I'm allowed to cook for Shabbos, or if today's chol, so I'm making the erev tavshilim today, but tomorrow so I'll be allowed to cook on Rosh Hashanah. You can't make that because on Rosh Hashanah it's not a mimad of shachtet. Either today's kodesh or tomorrow's kodesh, they can't both be. No, in Rosh Hashanah there was a possibility of nogim osayon kodesh alamacha kodesh. There was an institution, Mizman Abayis, when the Edom would come and say that they saw the new moon and the Bezdin should make Kiddush HaChodesh, so Bezdin would declare that today is Rosh Chodesh, and the Kohanim would be makriv all the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh and the Beis HaMikdash, the 11 additional Korbanos on Musafim, the 10 Oilus and the 1 Chatos, the Soil HaChatos, and then they would say a different Shir Shal Yom for the Tomei Shal Bein Abayim. So the Mishnah says, Pamachas, once the Edom came so late in the day, the Kohanim already closed up the Beis HaMikdash. They don't wait till before Shkiyah to be marked. They mark the Tom Shel Ben Abayim 2.5 hours before the Shkiyah. They do the Shkita 3.5 hours before the Shkiyah, and they finish the whole Akrova Tom Shel Ben Abayim 2, and it takes an hour. But the Akrova finished everything. So after Acharei Kechlos HaKol, they finished bringing the Tom Shel Ben Abayim, they poured the Yayin and Nisach HaYayin, the Levim sang the Shira like a regular weekday. Afterwards the Edom came, an hour and a half, 2 hours before the Shkiyah, the Edom came, the Bezdin declared it as Rosh Chodesh. So it turned out they did everything wrong. It was really Rosh Chodesh. They really should have brought the Musafim a couple of hours ago, which they didn't do. They really should have said a different Shir Shal Yom. So the Tanoim made a Takana. This was sometime during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash. Tanoim made a Takana that if the Edom comes so late in the day, Mina Mincha Lamaila, after the Kohanim already brought the Tomei Shel Ben Abayim, then you're not mekabel their testimony. So what do you do? So you make tomorrow will be, let's say Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. So what's with today? So today is not Rosh Hashanah. So starting from last night on the 30th day of Elul, starting from the night of the 30th day of Elul, everybody's going to assume that today's going to turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. They think Bezin's going to declare it as Mekudesh HaChodesh, today is Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. Comes 3:30 in the afternoon, and then the Bezin didn't declare it as Rosh Hashanah, so everybody's going to go run to the office and do a little malacha, going to do work. So that Bezin says, no, Nogim Osi Yom Kodesh Alamacha Kodesh. They say, today is Yontif Min Derabbanan, and tomorrow we'll make it as Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. So why do they insist they want to make the rest of the day also Yontif Derabbanan? Because if they'll permit the people to do Malach at the end of the day, so what's going to happen next year? Next year we're going to tell everybody they shouldn't do any Malachas on the 30th day of Elul, because we're probably going to make it into Rosh Hashanah. It'll turn out to be Yontif. So some of the Balabatim will say, yeah, that's what they told us last year. Last year we didn't go to work all day till 3:30 in the afternoon, and then we lost so much business. We could have, this year we'll also go to work, and this year it'll turn out that it will be Rosh Hashanah. And when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, it becomes L'mafrei Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't just become Rosh Hashanah from that time on till the end of the day, when Bezin declares Mekudesh HaChodesh, the last couple of hours of the day. No, when they declare Mekudesh HaChodesh, the whole day becomes L'mafreya Rosh Hashanah from the beginning, from Tzeisakam, from Nacht of Leil Rosh Hashanah. So that's why they made a takana that if the Edom come late in the afternoon, Min HaMincha L'mailo, after the Kohanim already were makrib, the Karbanos, and the Beis HaMikdash, you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So it's not one, the first day Midrabanan, a make-believe Rosh Hashanah Midrabanan, to make sure that the people don't have a kilkul next year. So they said, don't do Malacha till the end of the day. And then the second day is the real Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, because that's when we will be Mekabel the Eidin, and we will declare the day as Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and as Rosh Hashanah. So because by Rosh Hashanah it's not, even with the Rabbanan, it's not a Sveik at the end, and maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow, but it's not both. No, it could be that it is both days. Nogam Osiyam Kodesh and Lamacha Kodesh, the both days are Yantiv. So that's why the Gemara says that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is different from every other case of Yantiv Sheni Shel Golias. It's not a Sveik at the end with a Miman of Shachi that this is Kodesh and that's Chol. Or this is Chol and that's Kodesh. You treat it as if both are Kodesh. That's what it means. Yeah,
that's what it is. Why do you have to push over the second day?
The Yom HaRichta only, the Yom HaRichta is a Melitza that Rashi has. The Gemara never calls it Yom HaRichta. The Gemara calls it Kedusha Achas. The first day is Rosh Hashanah Bayas, the first day is Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, the second day is Rosh Hashanah Derabbana. But Bisman, Shekit Shal Piyariya, when you have 2 days, it was reversed. The first day was Rosh Hashanah Derabbana, the second day is Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. So the Melitza, Yom HaRichta, that's Rashi's Melitza. The Gemara doesn't have that. The Gemara calls it Kedusha Achas. Kedusha Achas just means when you have 2 days in a row, they're both Mekudesh, and it's not that either this is Kodesh and that's Chol, or this is Chol and that's Kodesh. They're both Mekudesh. So that's called Kedusha Achas. It's a Hemshech of the Kedusha. But one day is Yantav Deraisa, one day is Yantav Derabbanan. So you have to say Kiddush on each day, you have to blow Shofar on each day. So that's why the Rambam is of the opinion, that you don't say Shachyanu on the second day, not in the Kiddush, not by the Tkiyas, because you just had yesterday.
Right.
What's the great excitement? That's not a mitzvah, Bob is Man is Man, that's like Hanochas Tfilin. We just put on Tfilin yesterday, so there isn't so much excitement. So the Rambam Shita is that we treat the 2 days Rosh Hashanah as a vadai that they're both Kodesh. So that's where the Rambam even holds Lahokil. Let's say he made an Erevei Tchumen. He made it in order to walk Chutz L'Tchum. He put a box of matzahs, whatever, a jar of pickles, fish. Whatever, fish, an Erevei Tchumen. It doesn't have to be matzahs. If you make an Erevei Tchumen, so if the Erevei Tchumen is there, the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Yontif, so it's good for the whole day, even though it's eaten up in the middle of the day. What if you put an Erevei Tchumen for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and you ate it up in the middle of the first day? Do you treat the 2 days as one long hemshech? So even if it's eaten up at the beginning of the first day, it's still good for the second day or not. So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Rambam says, yes, we treat the 2 days as Kedusha, Achaz, Bein Lahokel, Bein Lahachmer. We treat it as one hemshech. And the Ravid and other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no. You have to consider all the logical possibilities that it could have been. As much as it doesn't really make sense that we have any Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, because we have a Luach. So we know when all the Yom Tovim are. So why do we continue to observe any of the Yom Tovim? So they sent a letter to the Rabbanim at the time that they made the Kriyas HaLuach. They sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael. We should continue to observe the institution of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius in the same way that we used to observe it in the past. So how did they observe it in the past? So by every other yontah, by Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, it used to be observed as a Sfeikah D'Yoyma. We're not sure either today's Kodesh and tomorrow's Chol, or today's Chol and tomorrow's Kodesh. We have to observe it today with the same idea, a Sfeikah D'Yoyma. Either one day is either this is Kodesh or that's Kodesh. On Rosh Hashanah, that's the Machlokes. So the Ravid and the Ramban and a whole group of Rishonim say, on Rosh Hashanah years ago, before they had the Kriyas HaLuach, there were all three logical possibilities. Sometimes the Eidim would come on the first day of Rosh Hashanah at the crack of dawn. They say, we saw the Levana, make it Rosh Chodesh, make it Rosh Hashanah. The first day was Rosh Hashanah, the second day was Ice Rosh Hashanah, was nothing. Sometimes the Eidim would just not come. It would be impossible the Eidim should come on the first day. So the first day was nothing, the first day was Chol. The Bezdin would tell him, the first day it's not going to be. Rosh Hashanah is not going to be today. Go to work today. Tomorrow, they tell you in advance, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. And sometimes it will be also Yom Kodesh and Amokha Kodesh. 2 days in a row will both be Kodesh. So the Ramban and Beitza, the Ramban and the Ravid and the Rambam hold that today we still continue to observe the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, considering all the logical possibilities that it could have been. Bizman Shekitcha Piyariya. So because it could be that it's Take Kedush Achas, both are Kodesh. So then, well, I just did Kiyah Shefer yesterday, so what do I say another Shachyana today? But there's another possibility. It could be that yesterday was Chol and today was Kodesh. In which case, yesterday the Kiyah Shefer was garnished. It was Arayz Gevor, but it's nothing. So then I'm all excited. Today is the first time I'm performing Kiyah Shefer. Why do we say Shachyana when we blow Shefer Hashem? We just blew Shefer the whole Chodesh Elul. That's not Kiyah Shefer. That's not even Kiyah Shefer with the Rabbanan. That's a different thing. So blowing on the first day of Rosh Hashanah also doesn't count. If you hold that there's such a possibility, yesterday was Chol and today's Kodesh, so I haven't blown Shefer since last year. Yesterday doesn't count. So that's this Machlokes HaRishonim. When you say, we observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah, do we treat it Bein Lahokel, Bein Lahachmer as a Kedusha Achas? So then you don't say Shachyanu on the second day? And then say, if Nechel Ha'erev on the first day, Derevei Tchumen would be good for the second day. Or they say, no, you have to observe Rosh Hashanah today 2 days with all the logical possibilities that it could have possibly been with Manshe Kitcha Periyas. And then you have to say always Lechumra. If it'll be Lechumra to say Kedush Achas, then you say Kedush Achas. If it'll be Lechumra to say Shtei Kedushas, then you say Shtei Kedushas.
Yeah, sure.
Saying that, yeah, okay. Elul is never Molly. By us, Elul is never Molly.
We're going to say slichas in the other rooms for those people who want to say slichas. We have to stop the shiur.
A good gebet shiur. A good yom. A good yom. A good yom. A good yom.